has joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Go to school.
Go to school. Go to stove.
Go to stove.
Go to stove, everyone. Connect to the energy of certainty utilizing the tool from Parashat Yitro from the Sulam commentary. On the Zohar, it's known as Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tane Nam Dekucha Berichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Wittata Kola Ihu Bishot Biovada Bikshot Belait Lach Mila Bialma Bivae Barnash Ledach Yalea Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Tehakuru Ovada Big
Has joined.
Our handout today is available on the Unique Astrological Times link. You'll find the link underneath the two pictures on the right of every YesHem webpage. When the Unique Astrological Times landing page opens up, scroll down to the section titled Chodesh Shvat. The first link under that is for the year 5781, and that's our handout for today.
Has joined.
We will start with the 5781 commentary. A significant lunar event is on the horizon. A focused and enduring new moon in Capricorn rises on January 12th, bringing it with it a period of deep reflection, adaptability, and resolution. This is a moment for you to take a deep breath and try to come to an understanding of who you are after all of the craziness of 2020. This is a very contemplative new moon that is actually asking you to pause and reflect on things rather than initiate new beginnings, as is usually the case with a new moon. For Capricorn, the sign of work, there is always this idea that pausing is slowing down or ineffectual. But in this case, it is extremely important. By pausing and not pushing too hard, you are giving yourself room to resolve any long-running problems from 2020 to clear the way for 2021. Think of this as an opportunity to release whatever mental or emotional blocks that you may have constructed as a coping mechanism to deal with the immense challenges of the past year. I am adding, there is a difference between the Hebrew Rosh Chodesh and the secular new moon. Essentially, the Hebrew Rosh Chodesh requires a full 24 hours. The secular new moon timing on January 12th does not have a full 24 hours, and that is why the Rosh Chodesh Shabbat is actually January 13th in the evening, where we are now. Importantly, the new moon in Capricorn also helps to illuminate what goals are achievable and give you confidence to pursue them. There is a potent energy around starting new commitments that require the work and dedication that this sign is so famous for. This could be a new job or a new relationship, new schooling or personal project or entrepreneurial ideas. It could also mean that it's the same relationship, but it's entering a new phase. Or it's the same job, but it's entering a new phase. A renewal connection. But this lunation will provide you with the endurance and will to get moving. Interestingly, this can also be related to restarting something. That is, picking up where you left off, either in 2020 or even earlier. This could be a project or a long-term goal that was important to you, or could mean you returning to an old job that you had burned out of, or even a relationship that had fizzled. This lunation also asks you to try your best to uncomplicate things a response to the often complicated realities of 2020. You may feel that you took on more than you can manage in 2020. And now, as we move into a new year, it is crucial that you let go of these added responsibilities. As Capricorn is also associated with finance and security, this moon should help you alleviate stresses you have over money or material needs. Know that this positive energy will stay with you throughout Capricorn season and 2021. Overall, is shaping up to be a consequential year for you financially. And I am adding, remember, this is discussing the new moon as the Keter. The moon changes astrological signs approximately every 2.5 days. The commentary for 5781 by Keith Levine. As mentioned last month, both Aquarius and Capricorn are ruled by the planet Saturn. Having a common planet ruling them does not mean that they possess similar qualities. Actually, Aquarius and Capricorn could not be more different. Capricorn is an earth sign while Aquarius is an air sign. Capricorns are stuck to the earth while Aquarians fly around the sky. Capricorns like to build structures. Aquarians like to tear them down. You see, from the actual planet Saturn, which controls both months, that one aspect faces back into the solar system towards the sun, while the other faces out to the infinity of space. Saturn, the planet, actually does not rotate in the sense it always has the same face towards the sun and the same face towards the infinite area of space. Aquarius is a breath of fresh air after Capricorn, which can be a difficult month. Aquarius is filled with a lot of hope and positivity. You cannot ignore Aquarians. They are the zodiac's eccentrics. They are different from other people and believe they can change the universe by themselves. They see problems already fixed. The problem is that they struggle to focus on the details. They just see the big picture. Time has no hold on an Aquarian. They don't like limitations. They can be a little aloof because they see the whole picture already completed, already corrected. They can also be stubborn, but they do feel the pain of others. They are rebels with many causes. Shavuot is a good time to move ahead with projects. Think outside of the box. This month is the time to do this. There is an awakening for growth and expansion in this month. The secret is that this awakening has to come from below, from mankind, from us. This is the concept of Mayim Nukvim, female waters. Below is a brief explanation of this Kabbalistic concept. When we develop within ourselves a great longing and yearning for Hashem, this produces a corresponding yearning on his part, and a union is created, a zivug, a sexual coupling. This is a big secret. In Kabbalah, we call this Mayim Nukrim and Mayim Dukrim. What does this mean? Mayim Nukrim, female waters, is our desire or effort to serve Hashem, while Mayim Dukrim is the energy or light, the Siyata Deshemaya, that Hashem gives us, shares with us in return for our effort. It is not always something that we can actually feel, but 100% it is there. Some people are sensitive to energy and can actually feel this energy, like a warm glow all around them. Hashem gives us energy, light, life force, regardless of whether we yearn for it or not. This is one of the biggest gifts that we get from Hashem, as it is unconditional, regardless if we deserve it or not. The secret here is for that our arousal toward Hashem will precede His arousal towards us. This relates to the statement of Chazal, the sages, that when a woman's seed exits first during marital relations, then she gives birth to a male. This light comes with mercy, with rachamim, Baruch Hashem. However, when man does not arouse himself to Hashem, then it is Hashem that initiates his desire for man. For Hashem desires for man to return to him. This relates to the statement, when a man's seed exits first, then the woman gives birth to a daughter. Unfortunately, this scenario comes with the attribute of judgment. Great damage takes place when a person feels no spiritual stirring to return to Hashem. And this is a choice that we have. The tikkun of the Aquarius is to focus on the details, to get the job completed. They have to change their nature. They have to make the first move. The month of Aquarius symbolizes redemption. You can actually feel it this month. The Aquarian sees the unity already there. They feel that it is already done. However, we live in the physical world where actions count. And this is the weak point of the Aquarian. It states, it was in the 40th year on the 11th month, on the first of the month, this is Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Moses began explaining the Torah. Tzadikim said that this teaches us that on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, new bounties of Torah come down to help people understand Torah. Moshe brought clarity in Torah for all the generations. A sage, the Chiddushei Harim, would say that on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the wellsprings of Torah open. Another sage, the Avnei Nezer, said he can tell the difference between his Chiddushei, his Torah learning, before Rosh Chodesh Shabbat and the Chodesh Torah learning after Rosh Chodesh Shabbat. Rosh Chodesh Shabbat is therefore an ideal time to make a new commitment towards studying and growing in Torah. Take upon yourself a commitment to do a little more learning every day. One extra halakha. One more psalm, one more page of Zohar, etc. Surely Hashem will bless for this extra effort. We have the holiday of Tu B'Shvat in Shvat on the 15th of the month. What is this holiday all about? It is said that Tu Bishvat is the Rosh Hashanah, the new year of the vegetable kingdom, the new year of the tree. On the 15th of the month of Shvat, which is the full moon, a very powerful day, we have the holiday of Tu Bishvat. The same as humans have Rosh Hashanah, the vegetable kingdom and the trees have Tu Bishvat. What is the lesson we learn from the vegetable kingdom and the trees? Everything in this world is subject to the force of gravity. Drop a coin off a building, and guaranteed it will fall to the street below. We all know this. This is nature. This is gravity. This is the desire to receive. The tree and plants are different. They grow up. They defy gravity. They actually overcome it. Look at a tree 50 feet high or 100 feet high and see how proudly it stands, erect, growing against nature, growing against the desire to receive for oneself alone, gravity. Like a tree, the Aquarians have the power to break through the constraints of the physical world and tap into the world of miracles. This is a very good attribute to acquire. A miracle is something about nature. The word in Hebrew for miracle is nes. The root of this word is lanus, to run away. When we run away from our nature, we go against it. We go above nature, and we bring miracles into our lives. Use this holiday of Tu Bishvat to connect to this energy of miracles. Look into your life. And I am sure that you will find something to grow against. Start small, and it's guaranteed that Hashem will help you succeed. In Hebrew, Aquarius is the astrological sign of Dali, meaning the bucket or the pitcher. The bucket is the sign of Israel because its sole purpose is to draw water. And water is a symbol of Torah. That is, as it is written in Isaiah, "Alas, all of you thirsty, come to the water." The essential purpose of Klal Yisrael is to serve Hashem through the Torah. And even if the judgment of the constellations issues decrees, one can overturn them with the study of Torah. The sign is represented by a water bearer. And that seems to be a conflict. Is it a bucket or is it a bearer? The sign is represented by a water bearer, but it is a bucket, pouring water. Water represents mercy. And the pouring means purification. The B'nai Yisaskar says that the water carrier is a sign of worthiness of the maiden, Rivka, destined to marry our forefather Yitzhak, from where a holy nation emerges. Also, what is the consciousness of a bucket? It has a desire to be filled. That is why it was created, to hold things. And thus it is always wanting to be filled. Humans are the same. We also have our own bucket. We always have a desire to be filled. In this month, we have the power to fill up our buckets. The month is actually split into two parts. The first 2 weeks before the 15th of the month, the full moon, are are still a little bit of judgment, similar to the Capricorn, similar to what we had last month. It's a little less harsh in its judgment, but it still has judgment. But after Tu B'Shvat, there is only complete mercy. The name of Hashem for this month is K-Yud Vav-Ke. This is the permutation for the month of Shvat. Hey, yo, I, hey. The first two letters, A and Yud, are opposite to the name of Hashem. And this represents judgment because it's not in the normal order. While the last two letters are in the normal order, Vav and He. And this represents mercy. The He in the first position indicates great heavenly influx. The letters of the month are Tzadi and Bet. This is a gematria of 92, which is 91 plus a kolel. 91, we know, is the unity of the physical with the spiritual. With the kolel, it just makes the unity stronger. The line of the Ana B'Koach is the same as in last month in Capricorn. It is the first line, which is the most powerful line. The first line of the Ana B'Koach is connected to the month of Shvat. The acronym for this first line has a numerology of 506, which is the same numerology as love for no reason, Ahavat Chinam. This six-letter name is one of the most powerful names of Hashem. This line is a direct connection to the spiritual world and the antidote to Sinat Hinam, hatred for no reason, which is what destroyed the Second Temple. We have the gift of this line for 2 months in a row. There is only 1 month available for us to use it left in this year. Please use this name. The letters in Hebrew for Shvat are Shin Bet Tet, which stands for Shin, Shalom, meaning peace, Bet, Bracha, blessings, and Tova, goodness. Peace, blessings, and goodness. Shvat is a good time to say Mishnayot. There are three sources of the Mishnayot: the Zohar, the Mishnah itself, and the Sefer Yetzirah, which is called a Mishnah. Asher, Yaakov's son, was born in the month of Shvat. It is his tribe that is connected to this month. And the verse connected to his blessing has a word in it, which spells Mishnah. Asher says that he will stand at the gates of hell and will not let them take a person who studies Mishnayot every day. Also, if you rearrange the letters of Asher, in Hebrew it spells Tosh, or head, which connects to the top three Sefirot, Keter, Hakla, and Bina. After the difficult month of Tevet, Shvat is filled with positivity. Aquarians believe they can change the world single-handedly. This is their power. The tap into the redemption, because they see everything already. They see it fixed and unified. They can tap into the universal consciousness. If they are able to put their ideas into practice, They can become very great. Have a great month, and everyone should tap into their own power of redemption. The month of Shvat is a time when anybody, no matter how far they are from holiness, can easily come close to Hashem and renew themselves. Don't waste this opportunity, please. Chodesh Tov. Here is another commentary by Melinda Ribner. We welcome the new month of Shvat on Wednesday night and Thursday. Spring will be coming literally and metaphorically. Do not lose hope. The first part of the month may still feel dark and chaotic and harsh, but from a Kabbalistic perspective, that is predicted to begin to change after the 15th of the month, the time of the full moon, when we celebrate the holiday of Tu B'Shvat. This year it will be January 28th. The month of Shvat is known as a time of new inspiration and creativity. The inner renewal within Shvat is not yet manifest on the physical plane, but renewal always begins on the inner and hidden planes. As we enter the month of Shvat, we must continue to release what no longer serves us. Letting go allows us the time and space to receive new inspiration. In Shvat, we quiet the mind and go deep inside ourselves to contact the flow of new creative energy emerging within us. Take time to listen to what is bubbling up within you, rather than try to figure out life or solve your problems with your mind. The month of Shvat is an optimal time to conceive of new projects and open to newness in your life. Open to a new beginning. Say yes to the newness of life again. Take deep breaths for a few minutes. Breathe out the old with a deep exhalation, and then receive the new breath with gratitude and surrender. Do this literally. With each breath, seek to align yourself with divine love and the divine will. Let's take a moment. Breathe in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Breathe in the gratitude and surrender. Breathe out. Let go of what needs to be letting go of. Breathe in. Breathe out. Welcome the new breath arising within you with gratitude and know that something new is going to come forth within you and within the world itself in the coming months. We will bring forth our new beautiful visions into reality. Know that you will bear new fruit, and you will. This week, the Torah portion of Vayera is read. The divine name of the infinite compassion, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, that we call Adonai, is first introduced to the people during their time of struggle in this week's Torah portion. The patriarchs did not know this divine name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. This powerful divine name is revealed to the masses. The Torah tells us that Hashem has heard the cries of the Jewish people and will liberate them. I will take you out from under the burdens of Egypt. I will save you from their labor. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and great acts. I will take you as a people for myself, and I will be a God to you. Many of us are currently feeling ourselves and our world to be in precarious and challenging times. Just as the Jewish people in bondage in Egypt called out for divine assistance, we also must call out on a personal and a collective level. Then we have to listen to be guided and get ready to move forward. Now is the time to strengthen our faith in the divine. It may be helpful to repeat and meditate upon these sentences from the Torah portion. According to Kabbalistic teachings, this month is also devoted to healing through eating. What and how we eat is an expression of who we are and our relationship to Hashem. Food is a contraction of divine light. By eating with the proper consciousness, the godly sparks within foods are elevated and returned to their source. Eating provides an interface between the spiritual and the material. When the spiritual and the physical dimensions of our lives are unified, there is balance, there is joy. In the month of Shvat, we reflect on what and how we eat to support our well-being. Take time to commit to a diet that supports your well-being. Whatever diet you choose for yourself, make an effort to give up processed foods and foods laden with chemicals and hormones. Be also mindful to eat when you are hungry, rather than to eat to stuff down negative feelings. And most importantly, eat slowly, chewing your food carefully, blessing before you eat, and blessing after you eat, rather than gulping your food down unconsciously. Eating can be a most wondrous, holy, sensual, and intimate experience. Silence provides that essence. When we talk while we eat, we are not fully present to the experience of eating. May you all have blessings for a joyous, fulfilled month of Shvat. With all our love. We will now scroll down. Know that the letter Tet in Shvat can also be substituted because it uses the same part of the mouth as the letter Tav. And therefore, Shvat has a strong connection to Shabbat. Here are strategies to adopt during this month of Shabbat to help you connect to its energies in a most balanced way. Do new things this month. Remember, the spring is coming. Get out of the mindset of the winter, all that coldness and distance. Learn Torah. And when we study Torah, remember we are listening to Hashem's words. We are listening to Hashem speak directly to us. Do your actions with consciousness this month, especially eating. Momentarily, we will begin the Anavakoach and our ritual that helps us take control of the month of Shabbat when we do it on Rosh Chodesh. But I wish to read you a commentary from Rav Avitan. It's a translation of his Hebrew speech. On Rosh Chodesh, spread the love. Love Israel, Ahavat Israel, by sharing Torah knowledge. If you don't have Torah knowledge, right? Spread and share the energy of the Aleph Bet in order. If you don't have that, then just spread the letter Aleph. If you're not sure you can even do that, then just share part of the Aleph. Light a candle in honor of the tzaddik Rabbi Natan Neta, whose Hilulah is tonight, Wednesday night, and all day Thursday. The Jose of Lublin, that's the seer of Lublin, said about Rabbi Natan Neta, that the only reason he passed away was to annul bad decrees on the Am Israel, the nation of Israel. Read the chapters of Tehillim from 90 to 106. Each person should say and believe in his heart or her heart that a tzaddik that is brought to the world is here in this world to help me. By having faith in the righteousness of a person can benefit from what the holiness of that tzaddik. The story of Yosef HaTzaddik repeats itself in every generation. There are righteous people who come into the world only to have others oppose them and not believe in their righteousness. Would we all cling to tzaddikim and believe in their holiness, they could potentially bring the world closer to perfection, to the Mashiach. Both men and women should say the Tikkun HaKlali, which are chapters 16, 32, 41, 42, 59, 77, 90, 105, 137, and 150 in Psalms. Focus our prayers and these psalms that we say on annulling all bad negative forces and starting fresh. Say the letters of your name and your mother's name from chapter 119 of Psalms. On Thursday, say chapter 32, verse 4 in the book of Bereshit. It comes from Parashat Vayishlach, and read that from that point, 32:4, until the end of chapter 33. Thank Hashem for all that you have, and pray and ask for relief for all of your needs. And that the nation of Israel, as well as yourself, should be blessed with good news, Bezrat Hashem. After Rosh Chodesh, after sunset Thursday, light a candle for the Tzaddik Rabbi Meshulam Susha. It is his Hilulah on the second of Shabbat. Say Tehillim 33, 16, 17, 72, and 104 and 130. And ask Hashem for mercy in honor of this holy tzaddik. During Wednesday night or Thursday, make a sulda with bread. Make sure you do the Birkat Hamazon afterwards. Why? Because the Tzaddik Baal Ha'ater Tzvi of Tzedeko promised that whoever does Suldat Rosh Chodesh with bread will be blessed with infinite bracha, blessings, and chatzlacha, success, to the point that he can be saved from dangerous sicknesses and even from death. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tati Tzerura. Aleph Bet Gimel, Yud Tav Tzadik. These six letters of the Gematria 506 and connect to Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love, as an antidote for Sinam, Sinat Hinam, hatred for no reason. The letters of the month of Shvat, the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, the planet that has the two faces, one towards the sun and one towards the infinite space. The Tzadi, the letter that created the constellation Dali, the Aquarian, the righteous man pouring water of Torah into your head. The permutation that we say, please stand and dance and sing with joy. Hey, yo, ah, hey. dancing round the room. Hey, oh, ah, hey. Hey, oh, ah, hey. Hey, oh, ah, hey. Hey, oh, ah, hey. Are you in front of the wall in Jerusalem? Hey, oh, ah, hey. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin. I missed a verse. I'm in such joy, I missed a verse. Kabel rinat amcha sagveinu tacharenu nora Kufrei Shayan. These words, these letters spell the words pra-satan, tear up satan. Rearrange the letters and they spell sha'ar-katan. It sounds similar, but it means small gates. And it reminds us to guard our gates, the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth, which is the entry point for the negative system. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamrem Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. This sequence connects to the two energies of parnasa, the first three letters, and healing, the last three letters. Barchem tacharem, rachame sitkatcha, tamid gam. Aleph Taf Gimel. This sequence of letters connects to the Sephirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatecha Et Kufbet Tet Nunayan. This sequence of letters connects to the Sephirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zochre Kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, and of course, the foundation. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu yodea ta'alumot shin kufav tzadiyuta. The sequence connects to the Sephirah of Malchut and its essence of being at the kingdom and also manifesting all of the spiritual levels above it. And the eighth verse of the Ana Bekoa, we say in a whisper, does anyone have any questions? We have four classes tomorrow, Thursday, Rosh Chodesh. We have our morning class. It is at 7 a.m. West Coast time, where we will be studying the fifth Aliyah of Parashat Vayera and continuing our study of the Perek Shirah. Our 11 a.m. class will be a Sefer Yetzirah class, so we can be doing Mishneot. At 4:30 West Coast time, we have our Deep Zohar class. And at 7 p.m., we will have our regular Zohar class. I hope you'll join us for one or all of those classes. As we just said, the more we study Mishnayot, the more we study Torah on Rosh Chodesh, the greater the benefit, the more pleasure you provide for Hashem, creating the circuit of energy between what your desire to get closer to Hashem is the reason you study Torah, and He provides the energy to study the Torah, essentially creating a circuit of energy between you and Hashem that draws you closer. Kodesh Tov to all. Does anyone have any questions? Shalom Gadol. Shalom Kodesh Tov.
Shalom
Thank you.
Shalom
Gadol. Shalom Gadol.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.